Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in some practical teaching as we've been in this vein the last week and a half, and we're dealing with setting goals, faith stretching, because that's generally what is involved. And we had looked at previously, why don't people set goals? Well, in some cases, they don't know how. Sometimes it's a lack of spiritual understanding that they think they should just let the Lord guide them through life. But we looked at numerous examples in the Word of God that God has goals for His people. He shares His goals, as we learned some of the patriarchs, Moses and Abraham and Joshua. Jesus Himself had goals. He was commissioned by the Father to obey His will, and that involved the ultimate sacrifice of laying down His life as a perfect sacrifice. He was a lamb without sin, and He was willing to do that. Painful and humiliating as it was, the love of God constrained Him, not only the love of the Father, but His own desire to have the family of God, God's children, that's us, restored in fellowship to Him. Paul had a purpose, and that was to know the Lord, truly know Him in the power of His resurrection, and just to be forward focused that he was stretching forth to the things that were before him, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And some people don't do it because they're lazy or apathetic, or perhaps fear is an issue, discouragement and memories of failures of the past. And so all of those things, God will heal. We prayed at the end of yesterday's broadcast for those that were discouraged because of past failures. And today now we want to start looking at why we should set goals, aside from the fact that we've determined it is definitely scriptural. And there are three reasons I'd like to share with you. And the first one is to fulfill God's purposes for our life. We don't want to come to the end of our life, however long that may be, with disappointment and regrets with the results of our life. You know, I remember reading, this was some time ago, but a people who were advanced in years, and they were talking about regrets. And one of the saddest things is that people had come to the end of their lives, and of course, not having the physical abilities that they did when they were younger, they regretted so much not having fulfilled the goals that they had, the desires they had, the things they wanted to do. And then, of course, the sad part about it, they're at the end of their life, and in most cases, they're not able to do that, although there are some amazing people well up in years. If they haven't finished a goal, they go after it. And I believe with God's strength, we certainly are able to do that. But it's a sad thing to look back on life and realize that you haven't done what you felt God had called you to do. And I've heard people testify that, you know, that's one of the saddest things. And eventually, beloved, we're going to stand one day before the judgment seat of Christ. And we certainly want a sense of His approval. And we want to be able to give thanks to God without any regrets, without resentments. The sin that we have committed has been covered by the blood of Jesus. But beloved, We only have one life to live. And you know what? Regardless of how you might be feeling right now, it's never too late. You're not too old. You can begin right now. Things can be different. That whatever excuse, whatever reasons that were in the past, just repent and turn and, you know, continue to press on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Look at Paul. He certainly had regrets. As he looked back over his life, he was a murderer of Christians, but God called him. And from that point on, he was going to make his life count. He was going to make the time count. And so he did everything he could. And so the reason we should set goals, we should seek the Lord for his priorities and how God wants those priorities realized, that's done by setting goals. We should want to fulfill God's purposes. That's the number one reason for setting goals. And then secondly, and this is important, this is part of God's plan, that every individual, man, woman, regardless of your station in life, regardless of your career, regardless of your calling, he wants us to feel successful and fulfilled and satisfied. And we do that by establishing goals. All successful people in every walk of life will set goals. And this is especially true and important for men. You know, it doesn't matter the career you're in or the work you're in or the walk of life. For example, a homemaker, goodness sakes, there are plenty of goals to establish there. Yeah, you want to clean out that closet. Now, if you don't make a plan to do it, well, you know, 6 months from now, it's still going to be there. So, you know, I was feeling such a joy because I think I'm getting some of you excited and stirred up that it's really possible. There is nothing more satisfying and fulfilling. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm a person that loves to see things get done. And so when things are accomplished, it just brings so much joy and happiness to my heart. And I hope I'm stirring you up a little bit with my enthusiasm, because I get all happy when I think that you can rejoice when you see some of your personal goals and plans fulfilled. That's God's plan. You know, we just can't drift through life and, well, I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit lead me. Well, yes, we indeed want the Holy Spirit to lead. However, that has to be in a God-directed focus and attention and direction, right? And that's by seeking Him. So we all need to set goals and achieve them. If you want to lose 10 pounds, you're not going to lose it unless you change your present eating habits, because otherwise you'll continue to stay at that weight. Or if you're not fortunate, you can even add to what your present weight is. And so, beloved, every accomplishment is visualized in the mind. That's the important thing. That's what successful people do. They actually visualize success. They visualize the accomplishment of their plans, the things they dream about. And that's an important part of our imagination. God's given imagination so that we can do that. And with the promised wisdom that is provided and guaranteed by the Holy Spirit, isn't that what James said? If you lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives it liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So with that wisdom, you can set goals for yourself, for your family. If you want to accomplish things, you want to develop a retirement account or plans, or you want to do, there's a vacation you want to go on. I know for my husband and I, we were paid by the week. And so a few months of the year, there was an extra week. I would put that money in savings and that would be set for the vacation, whatever it would be. And if you want to take, if you want to handle your finances well, there's a budget. Yeah, he kind of laughed when we first got married, but I said, yep, no, we're going to have a budget. And of course, the tithes to the Lord came off first. And so when we do things, God is not, he is very much for things like that, because we do it to honor him. So what are your dreams and desires? What are the dreams and desires of your family, of your spouse? It can happen if you want it to. Can you dream big enough, beloved? Can you visualize your heart's desires as reality? Remember, let's go look at another scripture example. Hannah, she suffered all kinds of persecution from the other wife because she was childless. And she just came before the Lord. She poured out her heart. And remember, Eli said, you know, you shouldn't be drunk. And she said, I'm not drunken, but I'm crying out to the Lord, for he knows my heart's desire. And she asked a son. And you know what? God gave her Samuel, the prophet like none other. He gave her a son, a child. And then she gave him to the Lord, as she promised, and then she had other children too. See, that's how God blesses. So we want to fulfill God's purposes. We want to be successful and fulfilled personally. That God wants that for his people. And then also, this is an important spiritual aspect. Goal setting will stretch your faith. Why? Because it challenges your ability, it taxes your capacity, and it reveals what you are capable of. Sometimes it's, you know, a lot. Sometimes it takes a great crisis, and that often reveals that we are capable of much more than we think. The human potential is really amazing, and we haven't tapped the limit of it. It's been proven. We don't even use all of our brain power that we can. It's like stretch a rubber band. It never goes back to exactly the same size. And so as we use our faith and we set higher and greater goals in God, goals are simply planned, organized faith stretching, if you will. And so I hope I've gotten you stirred up, that whatever your goals of the past, well, the Lord might want you want to stretch those goals just a little bit higher. Who knows? You know, if you've given tithes to the Lord, you might want to stretch to 15% to the Lord. I've done that in the course of ministry. I do, and still do. I keep raising it. And you can't outgive God, beloved. Well, I think you've gotten a picture of why we should set goals to fulfill his purposes, to be personally successful and satisfied, and to have our faith stretched, have mountain-moving faith, praise God. Well, beloved, we'll continue on tomorrow. I hope you can join me. And if you would like prayer in this area or any area, please don't hesitate to write. I alone personally receive the mail and answer the mail, and I will pray and confirm receipt either by mail or by email. And if you would like a personal answer by email, I suggest you share your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Clive saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.